This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
It's Scott Bywater here, and I saw this ad in the newspaper yesterday, and it had the headline, "The Shocking Truth About Roof Restoration." And then it went on and talked about the problem with the roof restoration industry and the fact that you get telemarketing calls, and then they come out and show you that it's a bigger problem than it really is, and that causes, and then they charge you far more than they need to. So let's just talk about this as an advertising strategy, because I think it's a really good one. And if you can find a flaw in your industry and point it out to someone, if you can be the whistleblower, not only are you doing your clients a favor, it'll actually allow you to win more clients. And that's what I encourage you to do. So let's look at a few different industries that could apply this sort of, this sort of thinking. Let's say mechanics. So, you know, with mechanics, you could talk about the fact that if you're a woman, let's say you're going to be charged more because as soon as you walk in, they spot you, and they see you as a target. And this is how, when you come into our shop, that's not going to happen, because we're going to walk you through exactly what needs to be fixed, and we'll show you what it costs us, etc., etc. So you can see how that could take away the fear and the concern of, you know, being taken advantage of. Let's look at plumbing, for example. You know, with plumbing, you could talk about the fact that that many plumbers, you know, walk in with dirty shoes, and they cause all these sort of dirt around your house, and then they overcharge you, etc. And then you could guarantee about against that and show how you're not going to do it. So you've got to show why you're different. So what the roof restoration company did in this example is they actually showed, or they said, well, we'll take a close-up high-res photo so you can actually see the problem, or, you know, you can come on the roof with us. So you've got that, you know, you've got that option. So as you can see, they gave that, that option, and which took away the fear and the concern. Likewise, let's just take accounting, for example. You know, you could talk about how most accountants are so run down by taking on too many clients, and as a result of taking on too many clients, they're not able to serve you properly, and as such, they end up just being data entry and tax people, and they can't advise you on your business. And this is what makes you different, is that you actually do that. Let's look at property management. Yeah, in property management, I forget what the number is, but each property manager should really only take care of a certain number of clients. So if they're taking care of more clients than that number, then obviously, yeah, they're not going to be able to serve them well. So you could bring that to the forefront and say, the shocking truth about property management. If you've ever thought your property manager isn't doing the job they could, then this could be, then you should definitely read this article. It's a critical article for you to read. And then you could go on, and you could talk about how, the property management, all the problems with taking on too many people and shortcutting the process is that you can end up with your house not being inspected, you can end up with all these problems with your house, etc., etc., and the fact that you do things differently. So you really want to look at the flaws in your industry, the shortcuts that are being taken, which you're not going to take, and that will instantly give you a unique selling point against your competition. So that's what you really want to be looking to, looking to highlight and looking to bring up to the forefront amongst your potential clients. So there's a few ideas. What I would encourage you to do is look at how this applies to your business, and right now just write down, what are the flaws that perhaps people don't even know about within your industry, and then talk about, well, how could you bring that up in an ad. So point two, how could you bring that up in an ad? And point three, how could you differentiate yourself so that, you know, to prove to people that you are actually different and you don't do things the same way as everyone else does them? Because essentially, when you do that, when you play the whistleblower, you're actually out there to protect your client. You're out there to look, you know, to look after your potential client. And by educating them, you build a greater degree of trust in you and your product and service. And also when it comes to actually making that decision, if people are aware of the tricks in the industry, then they can ask for certain things. So one thing you may even want to do is you may even want to get a little document that you can hand people in the sales process, which says, you know, the seven questions you should ask a plumber, an accountant, a property manager, a mechanic, whatever it is. And you can put this on your website and that before you sign on the dotted line. So you could certainly do that, and you could hand it to people, and that would allow, you know, your prospective customer to spot the flaws or spot the tricks in the sales process. And if they spot that, that, you know, engenders more trust to you. So you're not only looking after the client, you're also boost your odds of actually getting the sale.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.